I couldn't help but think of how sexy you are. The thoughts I have about you are less than savory. I probably shouldn't think about it as often as I do. My thighs quiver at the sound of your voice every time I curse them. It's become difficult to imagine anything else besides the sounds you would make as I sink down upon you. I try to go about my day doing the dishes, the laundry, making the bed. But each thought links to another, and before I know it, I feel the wetness start to drip from my panties. I can't help but wonder what you would feel like inside of me. Or if my name would be the one you would call out as pain and pleasure overtake you. And just the thought of your whimpers and groans as I kneel down and slide you between my breasts. That slick feeling as your pre-cum moistens my cleavage and the friction on my nipples making them erect. How your hips would buck to go faster. And how could I tease you after so long? Of course, I'd respond with renewed enthusiasm. I just have to hold back, though. Damn it. But if I didn't, would you let me? Let me push you down and press my nails in your chest and you groan. Grind my hips against yours through your jeans. Unzip your pants and pull out your hard cock. With a smile, slide my body down and rest my breasts upon your thighs. Take you down my throat until I choke and you're panting. Would you let me come back up to hover above you and swat away your hands that grab at me with passion and obsession? I'd pin them above your head and rest myself down upon your skin. A knowing look as your eyes widen at my lack of panties. Would you let me let go of your hands and pull you up gently to sit with me in your lap? And slam my lips down upon yours, sucking and biting. Moving. Place your hands upon my breasts, heaving from lack of breath, and run my fingers through the back of your hair, ball my fists up in it, and pull your head back to expose your neck so fresh and smooth, and sink my teeth into your shoulder, gently tracing my dripping pussy lips across your head, throbbing. At that point, I wouldn't care if you would let me. With your screams, I would push down and take you into me fully. Perhaps I'd scream along, sliding back up. Down, growling from the faces you make. I would ride you with fire and honey in my throat, quickening each thrust, ears aching for the sound of your moans, hoping to hear you cry out profanity, to hear the tone of non-believing. And when I reach my peak, I'd shout your name to the sky. Coming down from the glow, I'd feel your desperation to follow where I had returned and move myself furiously, working until sweat beads upon my skin just to see you come. The faster I go, the closer you get, and soon enough you're looking for a reason to pull out. But I'd hold you down and slam you deep to bring us to the top. Spent, we bask, a ringing in our ears, chests heaving, collapse together. And the welts on your neck give me a pleasant tingle. And the redness prickling to the top of your skin is a beautiful color. How could I resist running a finger over them to hear you gasp? We can't do that, though, can we? When it's still fun to think about.